Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Friday, March the 6th, radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. Well, has the Lord been good to you? Do y'all want to help me a little bit? Let's sing a little, God is good to me, hallelujah. God is good to me, hallelujah, God is good to me, hallelujah, bless His holy name, God is righteous, hallelujah, God is righteous, hallelujah, God is righteous, hallelujah, bless His holy name, God is holy, hallelujah, God is holy, hallelujah, God is holy, hallelujah, bless His holy name, God is faithful, hallelujah, God is faithful, hallelujah, God is faithful, hallelujah, bless His holy name, God is God to me, hallelujah, God is God to me, hallelujah, God is God to me, hallelujah, bless His holy name, God is good to me, hallelujah, God is good to me, hallelujah, God is good to me, hallelujah, bless His holy name. And I want to remind you this, that we are taking meetings now, missions meetings, if you want us to come by your church and present the work to you. We can talk more about our Reaching the Gospel project, and also we need additional church support. If we could get some churches to help take us on, it would be a blessing in the ministry. And I'm going to be doing that this year. I feel like that's what the Lord wants me to do. He hasn't told me anything else. If He tells me something different, we'll do it. But we'll be going by some churches, different places. And if you'd like to have me come by your church, I don't have to preach now. Amen. But if you'd like to have me come by, I'd love to come by and talk to you about the work here at GBI. I really believe we're Bible preaching. We're a member of a local Bible preaching church. I have a board of directors here that are all preachers, and they help govern this ministry. And we have no problems. We've had none for 20-some years. The Lord's blessed us about that. Now, I'm not saying we won't ever have some. We might have had one or two little dust-ups over the years, but God has blessed us. And really nothing major. And God's been good to us. And yet, we've had some opposition, you know, the old devil fighting down through the years, and people, you know, different things, and somebody getting mad and say, well, I'm not going to support, I'm not going to. But God's always been good, and He's always blessed us. He's always kept us on. Amen. He's always paid the bills. Hallelujah. Let's go to our message on courage. Now, these men were Jews. These men knew the Bible, and these men were worshipers of God. Now, I want you to follow me in Daniel chapter 3, verse number 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So he calls all his men now. He's going to have this great big dedication to this thing, 90 foot tall, 9 foot wide, type of the Antichrist. He's going to have a dedication. Now these men were going to be faced with some trouble here. And boy, it was coming. By the way, Christians get in trouble, don't they, when we don't go along with the world. By the way, the Antichrist is a type, and this image is a type of the world system. Friend, I'm not of this world. I don't go along with the world system. Amen. I don't go along with a lot of things the world says about politics. Amen. I'll give you one, for instance, talking about Israel. They always talk about a two-state solution. It'll never be. Never be. Never be. It may be for a period under the Antichrist, but it'll never last. You see, why? Because I know my Bible. Russia and all those nations are going to come down against Israel in Ezekiel 38. And one of these days, God's going to come back from heaven on a white horse, and we're going to be with Him the second coming of the Lord. He's going to stand on the Mount of Olives, and brother, He's going to show everybody who's king. Amen. Now, let me go on here. Daniel chapter 3, let's go down to verse number 8. The Bible said, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. Boy, now the devil's accuser of the brethren, amen? So he's got his men out there working. And verse number 9, they spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, old king, live forever. By the way, I don't know where they got that at, but a lot of them in that day said, oh, king, live forever. Nobody's going to live forever, amen, except eternally, amen. The Bible said, thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound, watch this, of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. The Bible said, and whoso falleth not down and worship, that he, the Bible said, should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Now, hold on right there. Now, the king had made this decree, and these men reminded him of that. And, by the way, notice the music here. The music is provided many times in that chapter. That same phrase is repeated. Whoso fall not down at the sound of the cornet, the harp, the flute, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music. See, when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he's going to say all kinds of music's okay. By the way, a lot of Baptists believe that now. I'm moving on. But anyway, I'm just simply telling you that the devil's music was here. The devil's beat was here. And so now, these men are putting out, look at verse number 12, Daniel 3:12. I'm talking about courage. Boy, these men had it. The Bible said, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship thy golden image, which thou hast set up. Verse number 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage, in other words, he cut a fit about it, and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Verse number 14. Listen to this. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, he's going to give them a chance here. Bless him. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, there we go again, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? In other words, he's threatening them. He starts that devil's music. I mean, the demons are in it, no doubt. It's a beat, 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 bang, whatever it is. It's some kind of music to get the flesh to worship a false god. Now, I want you to notice the courage of these three Hebrew children. By the way, they're not in their native country. And by the way, they have nobody to impress. By the way, they're not trying to get in some newspaper, or get in some article, or get it posted on social media, because social media wasn't around that time. These men wasn't seeking fame and fortune, but in verse number 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, in other words, if God's will ain't to deliver us, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. In other words, king, we're going to tell you right now, we're not going, they didn't do it ugly. They didn't do it mean. They were just firm, and they said, we ain't doing that. Amen. I wish some Baptists would get back to saying, we ain't doing that. I wish some of our churches would get back to saying, we ain't doing that. That's of the world. We're not embracing the world system. Oh, no, you won't be popular, but you'll be righteous if they've got now what happened. Well, the king, remember, they gathered them up. The men that threw them in there got killed. The furnace was so hot. And that old king, he rose up in haste and said, he said, lo, I see four men loose and walking around, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Well, he's mistaken about that. The form of the fourth was the Son of God. Amen. He knew who God was. He knew who he was in there. You know what? You know, by the way, listen to this. God did not immediately deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire. Listen to me. But he got in there and walked with them. Now, we're living in a charismatical age today when we have a lot of junk being preached on the TVs and on the radios and in the pulpit that God's just going to always, every day, pour out His blessings on us and nothing bad's going to happen. That's hogwash, friend. But let me be it known unto you that when you're in the fire, God may not deliver you immediately from the fire, but He will get in that fire and walk with you. I remember the 1990s. I began to lose more eyesight. God did not immediately deliver me from that. And I went to the doctor the other day. My eyes doing the best I've ever done. But I thank God for it. I mean, the doctor's amazed. And I go in there. He about has a spell every time. He gets excited about my eyes. And I do too. We've had a long journey. They'll never get whole because I've destroyed the optic nerve in there. But when I was walking through that trial, God didn't immediately deliver me, but He got in there and walked with me. Thank God He got in there and walked with me. Hallelujah. Amen. You might ought to just stand up and shout right there, amen, that God's walking with you in the fire. Why, some of you, boy, you've had a hard time with your son or your daughter, or maybe you've had a hard time with your wife or your husband. But brother, God may not have delivered you, but He's got in the fire and walked with you. Preacher may have give you trouble over there in that church, but thank God the whole time He is with you walking around. What courage these men had, amen. I won't have time to get to the third one today, let me just give you this. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 25. The Bible said he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, your servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Watch this, verse 27. And the Bible said, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men. They witnessed it. God's got a witness. God's got a record. Amen. Upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was, the Bible said, and hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Now verse number 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which hath sent his angel, amen, that's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word. Amen. Nobody else could change it, but God changed the king's word. And yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Have it. When you stand for God, you will be rewarded. Young people, I'm going to stop and say this. When you stand for God at school, you'll be rewarded. When you stand for God among your friends and you say, no, I'll not have an immoral relationship before marriage. No, I'll not smoke the dope. No, I'll not smoke the cigarettes. No, I'll not drink the liquor. No, I'll not go dancing and have all kind of things at the prom. I'll not do all that stuff. I'm going to live for God. Not a Pharisee. I'm just going to live for God. Amen. Not going to be popular. You young people, you need to get a hold of this. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Psalm 119, verse number 9. Amen. Young people, young lady, purpose in your heart, you're going to be a virgin when you get married. Well, friend, we come to the end of the radio broadcast on this Friday. Remember our Reaching America project. We're asking 1,000 people to help us with $10 a month. I hope you might pray about that and maybe present that to your Sunday school class or your youth group or whatever. And I hope some of you pastors would see the need to take us on as we could advance and get on more radio stations. May God bless you until next week. Remember, some stations carry our 30-minute broadcast. Check our website. So where we are.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.